Tim awoke to birdsong and sat up, rubbing his eyes. For a moment he didn't know where he was, but the sight of the hamper and the greenish shafts of sunlight falling through the high tops of the ironwood trees soon set him in place. He stood up, started to step off the path to do his morning necessary, then paused. He saw several tight little bundles of scat around the place where he had slept, and wondered what had come to investigate him in the night. Something smaller than wolves, he thought. Let that be enough. He unbuttoned his flies and took care of his business. When he finished, he repacked the hamper, a little surprised that his visitors hadn't raided it, had a drink from the waterskin, and picked up the silver disc. His eye fell on the third button. The widow Smack spoke up inside his head, telling him not to push it, to leave well enough alone, but Tim decided this was advice he would disregard. If he had paid attention to well-meaning advice, he wouldn't be here. Of course, his mother might also have her sight, but Big Kells would still be a steppa. He supposed all of life was full of similar traits. Hoping the damn thing wouldn't explode, Tim pushed the button. "Hello, traveler," the woman's voice said. Tim began to hello her back, but she went on without acknowledging him. "Welcome to Daria, a guidance service of North Central Positronics. You are on the beam of the cat, sometimes known as the beam of the lion or of the tiger. You are also on the way of the bird, known variously as the way of the eagle, the way of the hawk, and the way of the vulturine. All things serve the beam." "So they do say," Tim agreed, so wonderstruck he was hardly aware he was speaking, although no one knows what it means. "You have left Waypoint 9 in Fagonard Swamp. There is no Dogon in Fagonard Swamp, but there is a charging station. If you need a charging station, say yes, and I will compute your course. If you do not need a charging station, say continue." "Continue," Tim said. "Lady?"
"Daria, I seek Merlin."
She overrode him.
"The next Dogon on the current course is on the North Forest Kinnock, also known as the Northern Airy. The charging station at the North Forest Kinnock Dogon is offline. Disturbance in the beam suggests magic at that location. There may also be changed life at that location. Detour is recommended. If you would like to detour, say detour, and I will compute the necessary changes. If you would like to visit the North Forest Kinnock Dogon, also known as Northern Airy, say continue." Tim considered the choices. If the Daria thing was suggesting a detour, this Dogon place was probably dangerous. On the other hand, wasn't magic exactly what he had come in search of? Magic or a miracle? And he'd already stood on the head of a dragon. How much more dangerous could the North Forest Kinnock Dogon be? Maybe a lot, he admitted to himself. But he had his father's axe, he had his father's lucky coin, and he had a foreshot. One that worked and had already drawn blood. "Continue," he said. "The distance to the North Forest Kinnock Dogon is 50 miles, or 45.45 wheels. The terrain is moderate. Weather conditions?" Daria paused. There was a loud click. Then, "Directive 19. "What is Directive 19, Daria?"
"To bypass Directive 19, speak your password. You may be asked to spell."
"I don't know what that means."
"Are you sure you would not like me to plot a detour, traveler? I am detecting a strong disturbance in the beam, indicating deep magic."
"Is it white magic or black?"
It was as close as Tim could come to asking a question the voice from the plate probably wouldn't understand. "Is it Merlin, or is it the man who got Mama and me into this mess?" When there was no answer for 10 seconds, Tim began to believe there would be no answer at all, or another repetition of Directive 19, which really amounted to the same thing. But an answer came back, although it did him little good.
"Both," said Daria.